Who's tapping the microphone?
Nobody tapped the microphone.
Somebody tapped the microphone.
Oh, relax. Have a Coke and a smile.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Simply Second Edition, Coke and a Smile with Corey Chazon here.
Oh, there I am. Hey, everybody.
Welcome to twitch.tv, the GM's Cut. Tonight, we are playing Simply Second Edition, the podcast for your listening pleasure, where we do one-shots, testing out the Pathfinder 2nd Edition rule set and more. We might get into 1st Edition splat books like Piercing. We might move into the future in Starfinder. You never know what's going to happen on a Sunday night. But for right now, we are part 4 with Jared's world, the world of Rutram. Jared, Mercer, any relation to a certain Mercer that streams on Thursday night?
No.
Oh. I'll keep asking until you make yourself related. I'll have somebody's adopted grandmother make things happen. It would really help us. I'm just saying, could boost some ratings. I am your host this evening, GM Jeff, but I'm not the GM. Tonight, GM Jared is going to give us a taste, continuing running around his isolated, mythically apocalypticized, very interesting world. We're having a good time, aren't we, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our one American is putting these Canadians through the ropes. So in the house tonight, we have our resident rules lawyer and now gets to be a player, Mr. Joe Gibson.
Hello, hello.
And who are you playing tonight?
Tonight, I am playing Auk, Festering Tooth Wayfinder. A goblin crusader.
Ooh.
Or sorry, a goblin champion of Saren Rhae.
A few months back, I asked the internet, I asked Twitter, what should I play? And we got a gnome alchemist. So converting this character into a gnomish half-human for Jared's world of all his interesting bloodlines. I'm still playing Dr. Quek, the alchemist. And everybody goes with bombers and blowing stuff up, so I wanted to go with something that no one ever sees, so I picked the Churgeon. And so far, my blowgun antics are slow and pretty much useless, but I blame the internet. On the next camera, we're trying something different. We actually have three people in the studio, so I'm on camera A, and on camera B, we have my old high school chum, Corey Chazon, is in the house tonight.
Hey, everybody.
And who are you playing today, sir?
I am playing Mifert. He is a half-elf and rather keeps to himself, somewhat mysterious, always hooded in a dark cloak.
And what bloodline are you rocking?
Ah, that is a good question.
You're a half-elf, aren't you?
Yes, half-elf.
There we go. And last but not least, my lovely wife, Dicewise Entertainment's executive producer, Cheryl Ball's in the house tonight.
Good evening, everyone. I'm playing Danny Moonshadow. And I'm very sneaky.
You're very sneaky? You're the half-elven rogue of the party?
Yes, half-elf.
So I'm playing the Pathfinder 2nd Edition Alchemist, which makes birds sing.
So you're Snow White?
Gnomish Christ, I guess. We have... Corey, what are you playing tonight? What's that?
I'm not sure exactly what that is. My phone has decided to have a mind of its own. My apologies.
It's lovely music.
I'm not quite sure where that came from. I really don't know.
You really don't know. All right, moving on. So, a slight delay. We are hopefully showcasing Jarrett's world for his Company of the Future Pen and Dragon Games, and you are seeing a very hastily put together logo by myself, a very awesome hexagonal map. And we've got our core rulebook, thanks to Fantasy Grounds. Tonight's game is sponsored by Fantasy Grounds, the tabletop RPG virtual interface that you could buy on Steam or directly on the internet. That's Fantasy Grounds for all your virtual tabletop needs. Jared?
Good evening. So, the end of last week, we ran into some altered elemental squirrels. And the party did decently. They survived. The star player was definitely not our alchemist, not our half elf, but again, it was our goblin. Our goblin, I think, had all three kills.
Woohoo!
So
you are the man.
I helped a little.
Yeah, you did. You finally got one shot off, and the poison did take effect. So that is true. Then you guys
took the hypocritical oath, trying not to kill people and squirrels.
Squirrels and people. Okay, I'll remember that next time. Encounter preview for later dates. Squirrels and people.
I did say try, not to guarantee anything.
Off of this, one of the things I'm trying to do in my world is actually make the kills meaningful when it comes to certain animals and stuff. And you guys managed to harvest some skins off of these squirrels that you found out, if properly treated and you have enough downtime, you can turn into some decent either leather or studded leather armor that would be the equivalency of a +1 magical. From there, we are back, I guess, in the saddle. We're at the end of the night. The fighting has happened. You've managed to have a 10-minute rest or a full evening rest. So I believe the only person who needs some health is Mefrit, because he had his jugular bitten out by an angry squirrel.
And it hurt a lot.
So with that, I believe you get your con modifier worth of health after a full night's rest. Or is it con modifier +1 because you're level 1? Do you know, Joe, off the top of your head?
Yes, it's your con plus your level.
Okay, so it is con plus your level. So those of you who are down health, you've had a full night's rest, and you can do that. And if any of you are still hurting, you can definitely, I guess, ask your illustrious Dr. Quack if he's got anything that can help you and not hopefully harm you.
I can perform medical miracles, or medical checks, I suppose they'd be called. Let's see here. Okay. Who appears to be the most wounded?
That would probably be Mefrit.
Yes, Mefrit. Sit still, will you? This won't hurt a bit.
Listen, little guy.
Six.
It hurts a lot.
Hey! Ow!
I'm sorry, I can't help you for another hour. Next.
Just as a curiosity, because skills do have a critical fail threshold now, does that equal your threshold for accidentally harming instead of hurting? You know, by chance, off the top of your head there, Mr. Jeff?
I'll let Joe decide your fate.
Wouldn't that have come up in the box if it was a critical?
It doesn't. Since I didn't put in what a DC would be against.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to go against.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I didn't miss it by 10 because 6, if I got 5, because it's 15, I believe is your, where are we here?
Yes, 15.
Medicine is 15, right? So it would have been 5 or lower. So with a 6, no failed crit, I hope.
Nope.
There we go. Critical failure. Your efforts cause the creature to take a -2 circumstance penalty to its next save against the disease. Well, that's treating disease. Critical failure. If you're trying to stabilize, the creature's dying value increases by 1. If you're trying to stop bleeding, it immediately takes the amount of damage equal to its persistent bleed damage.
Things we've got to look forward to.
I have longer legs than you. You better run.
Yeah, but only if it's persistent bleed. So unless you're taking like a persistent bleed, I guess there's no harm in trying.
Because you're not doing treat wounds, right? You didn't take... Because that's the one that you would have to worry about, is if you were trying to treat wounds, the target takes 1d8 damage.
There's a stabilize attempt. There's a stop bleeding attempt. There's treating disease. Treating poison. Oh, treating wounds. Sorry, I didn't get to that part yet. Right, 10 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Critical failure. Oh, 1d8. What do you know? Missed it by 1.
But still.
Right.
But for
victim, please.
For later usage, you now don't actually fully rely on clerics and their healing ability. A person trained in medicine can be extremely useful throughout the game, because that's something you can do multiple times a day, and it doesn't really use any resources.
Yes,
and
sir.
It actually is a really good amount of health. It's 2d8 on a success, and if you critically succeed, it's 4d8. So that's going to bring anybody at level like 1 through 3 up to almost full health.
Yep, and I can't try again for an hour, but I get to start the hour because it takes 10 minutes at the 50-minute mark. So on to the next sucker, Oak.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, don't touch me.
How about you, little lady?
I think I'll be all right, Cub.
You okay? I'm going to examine her anyway.
Hey.
21! Oh, put those away at the shop. If you want it, I got hit points for you.
Can I have them?
Well, it's not like I gave her a Cosby cocktail. I just was trying to be helpful. Fine. Don't take it. You're going to have to wait a while.
How about
unless the DM wants to magically go 50 minutes and then I'll just reroll.
No, I don't know about that. I'm not sure that I trust you. You stabbed me with that, whatever it was, and it hurt.
I got a dice with your name on it. It's hovering. You want it or not?
So I'm guessing you guys clean up your camp. Are you like just throwing everything back in your armored wagon, or are you actually like making it look like you weren't here?
Got to burn 50 minutes.
Let's make it like we're not here.
11. Sorry, I can't help you. Suffer in silence.
This guy sucks. Who hired him?
Suppose you should invest in better healthcare.
How about I just do it myself?
You can.
Well,
you
like can. I think that's what we're going to do here.
Well, if you'd hold still and help me and gave me an eight another check, my chances, our chances would have gone up, but oh no, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
How about I just cast a healing spell on myself?
That works.
You have magic?
I do have some. So how about we just do that? And how about
you wasted
just
2 hours of my time and you
this.
Could have gone all twinkle glory toes?
I got a 7.
But my time is never get back. I'm still charging you.
Send the bill to somebody else.
We'll put it on Johnny Tab.
So that's going to bring you up to full health, I believe.
Yes, I believe it will. It will.
Yay. You're on the Johnny Tab.
All right. So you guys are going to clean up, and I believe someone said they were going to try to make it look like they weren't here. So I want a survival check.
Who what?
From those of you who are attempting to make it look like you haven't hurt nature, or
yes, we try to not
a stealth check, whatever's higher for you.
I got a 21.
Yeah, that's good enough.
You're welcome, by the way. Don't touch me, or I'll bonk you over the head with my staff.
Example A of good rolling.
Promises.
You guys are moving out. You know you're going to be within the foreman's camp within the day. After you've run into some very nasty squirrels, are you guys going to go at the same speed, or are you going to go a little slower and keep yourselves a little bit more alert? What's the game plan here for the next 4 hours on the road?
On the road again.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. Oh, I won't sing. We'll lose viewers. What's the plan?
The same pace that we were going at, I guess.
Same pace?
Yeah. Works for me. I'm going to perch on top of the wagon, and I'm going to meditate.
You're going to do your setup for the morning so you get all your spells and junk back?
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. Bigger one off. I think it's time to change some water filters, baby.
We have water.
How about you
on this caravan?
Ock, are you doing anything on this here trip? Or you got any plans?
I need to do my daily prep. So I guess I'll have to hop in the back and do my press.
All right. Lady Danny, how about you? You pickpocketing everybody in sight?
No. No, I already know what they all have. I just want to buy all their stuff.
We want to know what she's got.
You don't get to.
Not yet. You just wait.
All right. So as you crest a hill, you can see down into the lowest portion of the valley onto your what's going to be the exit. You can definitely see down into the camp. A bunch of tents are set up. You see a wagon. But the one thing that you don't see, perception check.
Or do you see?
Yeah, the one that you don't see.
19.
People? 23.
16.
Okay, so, yes, the first thing that you do really do notice is the camp is empty. Dr. Quack, you're 8. Wondering what the hell that plant over there is and what you can use it for.
I wonder
you think that
I
it might be
nine.
A miracle drug. For aging and to deal with those wrinkles under your eyes.
I stopped the wagon. Miracle drug.
No, I am no longer a guinea pig.
No guinea pigs?
Somebody else can do the next one.
So, wait. As you're looking down,
aloe vera,
Danny.
You all throwing hearts, you.
That's what the
yes,
awesome
you notice. Said. Danny notices yep. that there is a little bit of smoke coming out of the campfire, but not enough that it has been set any time within the day. Probably
so it's dying
something
down.
Yes, something within the past probably night or so. Barely any smoke. There is definitely something up in the northeast part of the camp. You're not really sure what it is, but it stands out to you. Okay. It's not a tent. It's not a wagon. It's not something that it's, it doesn't look like it belongs to you, but it's, you can't identify it from the distance now.
Okay.
Everybody except Dr. Quack realizes the camp is empty. Dr. Quack, what do you think is actually happening down at the camp, since you know that it's definitely something down there?
First of all, but it's not empty. Not Quack.
You want to hold my hand?
No.
Oh, and hey, the monk's getting fresh with my wife over there.
I mean, I am not married to you, sir.
you're in my mind. I've already got the waifu pillow and everything. It's going to get stitched up a flower sack, painted her image on with crayon. Funny thing, I wanted a mattress.
Shoot.
So,
I'm just...
You lost my headphones.
Creepy.
I'd like to cast the detect magic spell.
Okay.
Sorry, did we need a map up?
That would help.
Which map do you want?
I'm asking, which one do you want for the people to see? I have a map of your world, the continent. I just don't, did you want the battle map back up? Like, just
the battle map is. I will send it up. It's all lovely and quiet and.
Oh, okay.
Got to find the button. Sharing is caring. There we go.
We need some intermission music to go with this oxen pulling a wagon noise.
Yes.
Shout out to Coop, as always. Gamma Knight since 1996, always haunting our chat and live stream, and always entertaining the masses. And we appreciate him always showing up to catch our streams. Everyone, say hi, Coop.
Hi, Coop.
Hello, Cooper.
Hey, Coop.
And give it the delay of 30 seconds, and he'll respond.
Okay.
Ooh.
Little arrow. There we go.
Ooh, look at this.
Okay, oh, there we go. Finally loaded.
Oh, okay, so pull down.
Oh, look at that.
Arrow, and
how do we resize it?
Thank you very much.
Fancy.
Bottom corner, you can drag and increase.
Nope. All I have is map and dice, because you've overshadowed something.
Yes, so pull down from the corner.
Oh, okay.
And
I got you. Sorry, I didn't realize.
And it'll fit.
I didn't realize.
I just did that with... McGorry.
I just thought it was just like, what's going on? Oh, here we go. Whoa. Hoy.
So, on the left side of the map is where you're coming from. So, are you guys, what
lefties?
Do you want to do?
No.
Okay. Nefred and I are going to go check out the weird thing that doesn't belong here.
So, what, you two, like, dating now, or what?
Shh.
I think you have to pull us onto the map.
Yeah, I just remembered that. Good call, good call.
Don't forget my detect magic spell.
Are the people here? This crowd?
Why can't you jump on?
What would you like for ambience, sir? What are we walking into?
You're walking into something.
Right. Battle music ready?
Nice try, though. Nice try. That was good. What are we walking into? That's
No, I meant like a forest, a mountain ridge.
He doesn't need to tell
you. Yeah,
it's
a valley with
it,
camping music. How about some camping music?
Thank you.
Camping music.
We've stopped the wagon, like, so I'm going to kill the oxen music. I'm doing
like coming around the mountain camping music? Kumbaya?
Yeah.
It's a banjo music.
Dueling banjos. There you go.
You got a real pretty smile.
Oh, this looks good. How about this?
Okay, so yeah.
How am I? Where's my mini?
All right, let's see if I can actually figure out this madness.
Yeah.
How do you clear the combat tracker for those of us who don't remember how to do that? Do you know by chance, Jeff?
Right click, delete skull, right click, just go through the dudes. That's what I do. Rob had a way, but I didn't see it on my thing.
Okay. Just have to do this the hard way then. All right. I was hoping that there was a easy
method. I'm sure.
Next time, we will have shortcuts figured out.
It's not nighttime.
I think you'd have crickets during the day.
We do at my house.
Thank you.
Literally, we have a bin of crickets.
It makes it sound nice and sunny out.
In your world.
It's a nice and starlit sky, yeah. Oh. Okay, the birds are make it better. There you go.
Thank you.
Chirpy.
They ate the crickets. There you go. Hold on.
Okay, now that I've got that figured out, let's pull everybody onto the map. So there you go. It's actually pretty close.
Ankh, you might need some face cream.
I might need some face cream.
There's so, some
green stuff going on.
You know where the tent, you know, from your bird's eye perspective from earlier before coming down into the camp, you kind of have a really good idea of where everything is. So there's that for you. For right now, we're going to say that we are in open season, so I'm not going to worry about initiative. You let me know where you want to go, move your characters, and we'll go round robin. And let's just start with Danny, since you're the one with the highest perception check.
Sure, hold on. I just want to know where I am.
You are...
Oh, I see it. Okay. Good. Okay, so...
Startle them. That's the beginning of combat. The end of the combat, we get to...
Do you want to go a little bit higher, a little bit lower? You're sitting in between both lines. You should be able to move half a step up or down.
Oh, I see. Is that better?
Can you kill the direction indicators? They're really harsh on this map.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. There you go. I'll just move you there. Direction indicators.
Oh, there. Okay, sorry. I had to zoom in so I could see better.
Yeah, something I'll have to make note of next time. So after that, let's go with, are you going to do anything? Or are you just going to stay stealthy?
I'm keeping my eyes open for either bodies, live people, bad guys.
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
They're very dangerous. Just saying.
Oh, that's better.
All right, well, I need a roll for that stuff then.
Okay. You got it. I see nothing.
You're wondering why these plants are still blooming. It's very odd. All right, so from there, let's go with... nothing has piqued your senses yet.
Okay.
So we will go with... Mefert, what do you want to do?
We're going over here, and we're going to cast the Detect Magic while having a look around to see what's going on.
All right.
That didn't work very well, now did it? Oh, look at that. 25 for perception. And
All right. So, and
Detect Magic.
Gotcha. You've got a big area of magic of multiple types coming from the northeast corner of the map, the shadowed area. There's definitely magic coming from there. And your perception has picked up around the campfire area where the hatchet into the log is. It looks like there was a lot of people throwing dishes around and kind of like getting ready for something. But besides that, you're not seeing anybody. You see a few tents that their flaps are open, but nothing out of the ordinary. And then the breeze shifts. And that very, very light scent of iron and death hits you in the face. Almost like rotting meat.
Almost our actual rotting meat.
That would be the closest thing that you, without actually like looking at what you're looking at, rotting meat would be the closest thing that you're picking up. Mifrit, that is what your nose is telling you, at least.
Obviously, there are mutant murder plants we should attack.
Do any good for me to do a lore check?
You can do a lore check.
Sure, let's see what happens. 13.
After your run-in with the carnivorous squirrels of stone, you're starting to second-guess what your actually know is out here. Because according to all rumors, legends, and lore, the last dangerous beast was killed over 100 years ago in the valley. So the fact that you ran into the squirrels has got you a little bit on edge. And now this smell? Something's not adding up.
Do I have room for a nature check too?
I'll allow that one if you're not looking for something too detailed.
Not gonna matter, it's a 7.
through all of your knowledge and skills and just druidic power, you're like, this is a giant predator. We got to worry. We need a giant predator. You know it's a giant predator. Just without a doubt. One giant pissed off predator. I think you're convinced. It's a predator.
I'm going to inform my companions. Hey, gang, we got something big here.
Bigums?
Bigums.
All right. Let's go with...
Cue battle music.
Ock.
All right. I will draw my sword. See, now we have something big coming. And I will move. Now, can I just do one stride, two strides?
You can do as many strides as you want. For right now, let's to your maximum of three strides, let's say. Without any real penalties. You're not in combat. Like I said, we're just doing round robin of what are you doing? How are you treating this?
There you go. And I will look. Better view. Instead of trying to peer through a bush or a tree, whatever that is. I will take a look. What do I see? Since I'm a little closer. Natural 20 for 23.
All right. Again, you have something right around. Let's get here. Something's caught your eye in front of this here tent that I sort of circled. I'm not sure if you can see that. Because it's not a very big marker.
Yep, I see it. I see it now.
All right. You're sleepy already? I can actually use a pointer. This would actually be easier, probably.
Yep. I see it.
Okay, so there.
Aha!
All right. Yes.
I found treasure.
So, there's a leg sticking out of the tent flap there.
Oh.
Single leg. All you're seeing is basically like...
All you can eat toes.
The tent flap, the knee, the foot. It's just like sitting there.
Extra crispy, original recipe.
Looks... fine, like I said, you're that. The thing that's just weird is it's 1 foot.
Yeah, it's missing
it. It's a leg and a foot. It's you know, missing the rest of it. All right, Dr. Quack. Quack, quack,
quack,
quack,
quack,
quack.
Wow.
see, it's annoying when you don't pronounce your name correct, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. I always pronounce my own name perfectly. Thank you.
I beg to differ, sir.
Hey, he's untrained in common. It's okay.
There. You're gonna blow your stealth.
What's in the barrel in the?
My last perception was a 14.
In the caravan. What's in the barrel?
Good stuff.
Not stuff for you. Stuff for Joe.
See, when Jeff drinks, or when Doctor Spock Doctor Quack drinks that, he gets all weird.
Is there like a penalty? You know how like masterwork tools give you a bonus or like a healing kit? Is there like some rusty spoon I can just go to town with him on his next medical exam? Is this
penalty? If you really want to, you'll probably take like a -6.
Sorry. Anyway, perception 14. I pre-rolled. Sorry, unless I can, you want me to re-roll, but when you're asking for perception from Danny, I just kind of...
That's up to you. Do you want to re-roll that or do you want to stick with it?
No, I'll go off with this and, you know, head on up. What are we doing? 15, 20, 25, 5, 10. Yeah, let's come up to the bush.
Nice All right. bush.
Mm.
Again, like you said, it's empty.
I don't know why.
You're seeing a little bit more detail. You're not picking up the finer details that
Nefert I don't know. Why would you guys stand picking? Against the bush?
I have to use the bush.
Right.
So, yeah.
Look to my left. Hey, what's up?
Look to your other left.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Sorry, Jared.
Yeah, no problem. Whoa.
What happened?
I'm huge.
He unlocked the sizing of the minis.
Yay, we win.
It looks like he's going to rediscover every screw up I did Friday night like 6 weeks ago when we started Age of Ashes.
Yeah. So you don't see anything.
Even at this height?
Yes.
Dang!
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Well, not bigger.
Okay, that's not fair.
You got the little short guy. You're really tall.
Yeah.
See, look at me. I'm just leaning on my staff, waiting.
There's a very big hedge. You don't have to wait in line. You can just go anywhere. It's a very long hedge. I like is this... Ook letting us know like the peril he sees when you spotted what do
you
the
mean?
Leg?
You mean Ock?
Ock. Ook. Ock. You know, the guy that's eyeballing the KFC. I remember the KFC joke. I don't remember if Joe said he alerted the rest of us. Otherwise, we're just peeing in a bush.
You're just peeing in a bush.
Oh.
How do you feel about hanging out with these three men?
I'm already hanging out. You're already hanging out.
Shh.
Yeah, that's the sound I'm making.
Oh, God. I
feel bad for anybody who just logged in for the first time.
I'm just stalling till the GM gets his battle together.
Yeah. The battle's actually together. Battle. It's just the tokens
I hope
are not being...
shift again.
Yeah. So, back to the top. Danny, what do you want to do?
Danny is going to move again. As far as I can, using my... Where did I go?
I'm helping him. Oh. You got to delete the tokens and then replace them to scale.
Thank you.
I just remembered how we fixed it last time.
$5. We take e-transfer.
Yeah.
Bitcoin,
yeah, everybody has that.
So.
Okay.
We're back.
Thank
you. No, other way.
Okay.
Okay. We're way out of a bush.
Did you use a machete to chop through?
I don't know. Are we even in the combat? Are we going through rounds or no? No?
Yeah, I'm just until combat actually enters, like I said, round robin. If you've actually got something you want to do before everybody else, let me know.
Okay, I'm going to move to there, okay?
Okay.
And have a look around, see what I can see.
Go ahead, throw that perception roll out there.
That's better. 22.
Oh, yeah, that leg isn't sticking through the tent flap. It ends at the tent flap. There's nothing attached to it. It's just a leg. Like something serrated and very sharp cut completely through it.
Like that axe over there?
No, more serrated. Like okay. I said, this was like a, this
hey,
is almost like a crushing serrated. Nice thought, but no.
All right, just throwing it out there.
That's awesome. You've got a high enough perception check to know that it wasn't the axe.
All right. Not a clean.
No, cut. Definitely
it's
not.
Okay, got it. Mm-mm.
My next medical implement, hand it over.
Okay, so I inform the others about the leg.
All right, then that brings us to Mifrit, I believe.
So we're just going over here. And again, we're going to take a look around to see what's going on. So that would be a perception. There's what I'm after. Oh, that's terrible.
What's going on?
A 7.
All right. You're thinking that the whatever you saw might have been that boulder off there into the corner. It's big enough. It's definitely got the right shape. You don't see anything. It's up to you to do with that information what you will.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to stand here and keep looking around, because apparently I'm looking at the sky looking for birds. So yeah, I think I'm just going to hang out and see what happens. Kick some dirt around with my feet. Wave to everybody. Hi!
Okay, Ock, what are you doing?
All right, I will continue moving forward.
Hey. How's it going?
Well, you know, we're looking for some KFC. Mm.
On my side.
I guess I can move almost right up to the axe. There we go.
Oh. Last time I did that, I got attacked by a squirrel.
All right.
Well, that's why I
have there we go. Move up to the chopping block.
That's why I followed you.
Well, that's good.
Wander off by yourself.
I didn't talk to strangers.
No, you just pissed.
How am I supposed to know they're made with rocks?
You don't really see much of anything, but then again, like I said, you are. That tent that you've passed, it definitely looks like people either left here in a hurry or something bad happened here. Probably last night or the night before.
Well, I guess I can relay that to the parties. Like, I don't think anybody's around anymore.
I could be wrong, but...
Ooh, wait a second. I totally forgot about the lower part of this. Ah, yes. But you do notice, if you go south with your map, down here by the...
Wagon?
Wagon, these bushes, these trees, there's three bodies. Oh. Kind of just haphazardly thrown around.
All right. Well, if I see that, then that's what I'll... really.
Bodies.
You're awful quiet there.
Bodies to the south.
Do with you what?
All right.
Can we all make for a...
Doc Quack.
Joe, you're practically non-existent on the mic. I don't know what you switched or...
Yeah, you are really quiet, hon.
Oh, I didn't switch anything, but... Just seating.
Okay. Try.
Is that better?
Just go into Zoom audio and see if you can't bring it up as well.
Oh, okay.
Make sure the audio is off. Sorry, Jared, please continue.
Yeah, no problem. So, yes, he found bodies. Three of them haphazardly torn apart and looked around. He has pointed them out to you down below. And it is your turn, Dr. Quack.
Okay, so if he's calling out, because I probably can't see, then I will 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 off the corner, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 stride, and come up on the scene and make a perception check here so I can figure out matching what I see with what they're going on about.
Okay.
So coming around the bottom of the bush, upon the scene, and I see Mefred to the left or the north, on the corner of a tent, Danny, and down by the chopping block to the southeast, Mr. Ock. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Well, wow, we got it right.
No need to... Now my perception, do I... 20? Okay, I was going to say... That's what my eyes see. What does my brain perceive?
Bodies that have been gruesomely sawed through, maybe, crushed through. You're not really sure because you're not close enough to see, but these limbs have been severed, perhaps bodies cut in half.
Were they squirreled?
No, definitely. Wounds are too big for squirrels.
Okay.
This is definitely a large creature that did this, or something wielding a large weapon. You would have to spend more time looking at the wounds to narrow it down to what, if it was creature or weapon-based.
It could be a really, really big squirrel.
Could be a very, very big squirrel, yes. Gargantuan squirrels.
Okay, stop giving him ideas.
I like that.
Gargantuan squirrels. Squirrel.
No? Magma. Gargantuan squirrels. I like it.
Okay. Do you want to get cuffed over the head with a staff?
Okay, so, Danny.
Yes, dear.
What are you going to do? You've been informed there's bodies. You've been informed, I'm guessing, Dr. Quack has said, guys, something big happened here.
Big and nasty?
Big and nasty, possibly.
Okay. That's great and all. Well, not really, but I was making my way over to the thing that doesn't really belong, and I'm guessing it's the grayed out area over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to continue going that way.
We've been spinning for hours.
She's dancing her way there. Thank you. Dancing.
I don't know. I think that's where I can go. There.
So now you're around the inside of the tent in between two tents.
Yes, I'm making my way over to the gray area.
Well, there's a podcast audio-only aspect that we're trying to cover as well, so floating through a tent isn't really heard of.
I went around the tent.
Okay.
Very good. Well, again, you're not seeing much anything. You haven't been able to look around the gray area, but you are... If you're sneaking, I would like a stealth check.
Oh, sure. One sec.
Otherwise, you're just sounding like a dwarf running through the woods.
Gotcha.
Ooh. And you're I'm sounding like a dwarf
right
running, running through the woods, braiding her hair,
yep.
Singing at the top of her lungs. Very good. Okay.
She's a good singer.
What did you get?
A 9.
Okay.
On the stealth tree. That is a 9. It's below a 10.
Yes.
And definitely not what you need.
If you don't describe, we'll call out numbers. We're going to lose the audio audience. They're just going to be like, what's going on?
Yes. She's skipping, jumping, singing to herself, and pretending to be quiet all at the same time. She's the queen of stealth here. Totally the queen of stealth.
Some big, clunky, high heel shoes.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like the creepy Asian chick with the paper cutters from the new car in San Diego.
Oh. Your turn, sir.
Well, what shall I ever do? I am going to make my way around the other side of the tent.
Hey, Mifrit, where are you going?
And I'm going to end up at the top end of the two tents, because, you know, I'm really tense.
You're supposed to stay with me, yeah. Mifrit.
Well, I can see you. Hi.
Hi.
And I am going to throw... Let's see how stealthy I can be while I'm at this. Oh, I get a 16. I am also going to throw perception to have a look and see what's going on. Oh, which is obviously... I'm looking at the birds again. And just...
No, he's not. He's checking out my ass.
Well, that's probably true, but you know. And while we're at it, we're going to cast the Detect Magic spell.
Oh, yeah. The magic is coming off of the giant stone beetle that is on the other side of that tent.
Stone. Is everything and, made of stone in this world?
Not everything, no.
Apparently,
just this area.
I've seen
so
far.
You have to get a hammer and a freaking chisel just to do damage on these things.
So, and it is gnawing on the head of somebody. Big old pincers, just nom 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 nom. Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy. Sounds like potato chips, actually.
Like Pringles, fresh out of the can?
Yes, no, no, exactly.
Do you want me to bring the crickets back?
He's kind of just like laying on a pile of bodies, just munching on some bone marrow.
All right. Do I have any actions left?
No, that will actually be the start of combat because, you know, so if right, you really want to do something.
What's the distance here? How much space have we got? Is that this guy right here where this G is?
Yes, and he's a large creature, so he's taking up four squares.
Four squares. So four. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 31. So I got 40. Let's just see what we got here. No, not that one. Oh, so how about we attempt to cast a Ray of Frost?
All right, we can do that. See if you can... we're going to attempt this if you can left... Or control left click to see if you automatically designate... targets and see if we can cut a step out of this.
Oh, so it's only 50 feet. Look at that.
Yeah.
So there we go. All right. So Ray of Frost. Which I get a 10.
So I guess I'm going to... did you try the control left click?
Yes, he did.
Before you did that? Okay. I guess it didn't work. Very good. Or it's because we're not. Very good. All right. So. You got a 29. Danny, we're going off of your stealth skill since that was the last thing you did. So your initiative is at 9.
Okay.
Dr. Quack, the last thing you did was a perception check, and that was going to put you pretty good in the seating arrangement.
20.
Mifrit, you've started this madness, and we'll go off of your attack, which was a 10. Which, again, unless it's... is that going against reflex or anything, or is that just a regular attack?
I don't think that Ray of Frost... Let's see. No, I don't, by the looks of it, it says you blast an icy ray, make a spell attack roll. The ray deals cold damage equal to 1d4 plus your spell casting ability modifier. Doesn't say anything about any protection for reflex.
Okay, so it's just a regular attack for you. So that would definitely be a miss then. And that would be the beginning of combat. And the beetle's like, you know what? Kind of like that. Days look like, did you really just throw an ice cube at me?
Yes, really? Yes, I did.
All right. Well, you're moving around kind of lively, so I guess I'm going to have to come after you.
He's a very articulate bugs.
Hell.
Oh, he's a druid, so he's picking this up just like emotions, pheromones, you know, he can druidic language, right? Right? You've got that skill.
Yes,
you're totally picking up the vibes off of this beetle. This beetle wants to play.
We're buddies. Except
is it
not
the
really.
Last beetle? Where's John and Ringo? Sorry.
So it's going to move there, but it can't really do much because it's just like, huh, huh? So then it's going to like look around, where was I charging? And then come into here and hit you with its last ability.
Oh, nice. Again, I'm going to get thumped on.
I told you.
Stop antagonizing.
No.
But he's 10 feet away. So, he is going to... Oh, he can't do that, because that's a two-action turn, and he already took two actions. So he's just actually going to stay there and kind of look at you like, I'm going to get you next turn. Just you wait. Get that vibe, by the way. That's the vibe. That's he's looking at you like a dance partner right now. Like, that's the vibe you're getting. All right. So next, we've got Ock. Ock, you're hearing the Ock. Familiar cry of damsel in distress.
Ock, remember, you are the man. You did it. You did it before. Come do it again. Yeah. Save my ass.
Are you a little worried there, there, Mefrit?
Nah, I'm good. My man is here.
Yeah, it's all right. Just the typical female scream from our druid.
Yeah, high pitch.
Yeah,
in danger. You're definitely feeling the champion blood start pumping in your veins.
All right.
Mifred, I need you to scream like a little girl or I can't get my combat on. That's what you're a weird champion, little dude. I mean, hey, if it works for you.
Well, he has the, what's that thing he's got? He's got the Squirrel Slayer now?
Yeah, the Squirrel Slayer. All right, stride two. Sorry, I have to reposition my map.
Just throw it. No, wait, don't do that. Hold on to it. I'll give you something to throw if you like. Javelin, dagger.
And I know this is going to be confusing, but remember this thing is large, so it's taking up four squares.
Yeah.
Technically, so that's, it should be there.
So, do you want to resize it?
I was trying to earlier. That's what messed up the whole scaling thing. You think you can talk me through it real quick? Because it's not giving me the options that I'm used to.
It should be release individual as opposed to release all, but that's fine. We'll just say those are the jaws. The maw.
Yeah, all I'm getting is release token scale and then token lock tokens. I'm not getting individual.
Okay.
I did my movement. I am.
Alrighty.
So you're coming to save my ass?
Yep, I am here.
Hey, yay! I'm safe. Woohoo!
So is that your full turn then?
Yeah, that's my full. That's my three actions.
Okay, so that is all three of your actions. Whoa.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's a G.
I don't.
I'm helping.
No, what?
I'm building bug. There, now I'm
bigger. Oh, I get you.
That's my head. G. That's a big bug. It's gargantuan. Eh? Get it?
Yes. No? That works. Hold on, let me see if I can. You can I do anything with it? Interesting. Reset individual token scale. I can now. That's.
They made it smaller.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stop helping.
I'm helping. I am. I'm God. I am helping.
Hey, stand in line.
Good enough.
So, all right, that brings us to Dr. Quack.
Hello.
You definitely picked up the sounds of screaming.
Okay. I want to move to the bodies.
Okay.
What?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 5, 10, 15, 20. And message check, time of death. I want to make sure that these are what killed it, not just scavengers that come later and the real problem is still around.
I'm sorry, this isn't problem enough for you.
You all I got want
mad when
a
I helped last time with my blowgun, so I'm doing my job.
I didn't get mad.
Either want a lore check from you.
I'm gonna beat this stick later.
And I guess, do you have any lore that would help you
I
in
have
this specifically?
Medicine, dead people, medicine, dead people, lore, medicine of the time of death, medicine.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lore. It's not gonna be medicine because it's gonna be lore. You're not trying to heal somebody.
I'm trying to determine forensically the time of death.
Correct. So it's a lore check.
What?
Wouldn't that be a lore check then? You're using knowledge to actually determine information.
Medicine information to determine things.
Okay. So. All right. No. Okay. I'll go with it.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around where you're going with this. Like historically, is this a famous leg?
No. I'm saying that medicine is great for patching up wounds. Medicine has nothing to do with actually figuring out.
Like the coroner learned history instead of
that
medicine.
Would be a lore skill. That's how I'm picturing it.
Okay,
would be
lore,
your
underworld, dead people.
Yeah, I'll go with it. You've been called up enough times to patch up dead bodies.
Sure. Hey, I'm better at the underworld lore than I am at medicine.
Okay, so. With that, you've spent your time at a quick glance, since this is technically 6 seconds. At a glance, you are picking up at least 7 different types of wounds here. You're not sure if all of them are to the same injury, but there is definitely 7 different types of wounds here in this one leg.
Okay.
It will take more time to narrow down whether or not the wounds on the leg are from occupational hazard or if it's from the actual trauma of getting his leg cut off. That's going to take more time.
Hmm. Okay. No, I was just looking for something obvious.
Okay. That, Mifrit. This thing has definitely is coming at you. You can definitely tell that. It saw you first.
All right. I'm going to go for a wild morph and grow myself some big claw hands.
Didn't you go before battle?
No.
A wild morph?
Yes, I want to cast a wild morph spell.
Okay. And that is 2 actions or 3 actions for that?
Well...
You like that?
Looks like it's a 2 action.
Ooh. A 2 action. Okay, so that still leaves you with 1 action unless you're heightening. Can you heighten that spell at all? Or modify it? Does it allow you to add a component?
I can't heighten until 6th level.
Okay, I wasn't sure because some spells have the ability to use like the somatic component or add a component to the spell to make it better without heightening it. So I wasn't sure.
Very well.
Very good. So what are you going to do with your last action?
I am going to take a swipe at this thing and attempt for a 1d6 damage, slashing damage.
What are you using?
I have wild morphed. So now that I have hands that are in wild claws, and these claws are an unarmed attack,
okay.
And I will deal a 1d6 slashing damage each, and in brackets it says agile and finesse.
Gotcha. And,
cool. So that means you can use your dexterity bonus for attack.
All right, so I can just go... Okay, so what do I need to... Well, there's a 3 damage.
Well, the problem is this thing's got a 10-foot reach. So if you're going to get inside of its attack range, which is moving forward,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be within its attack range on its turn. But you'll be able to...
That's all right. I'll go for it. So we're going to So we're going to take a step a little closer.
Yep.
Okay, so we're within 5 feet. I guess I need to get a little closer. Or is 5 feet close enough?
You're good.
All right, so I will take my slashing attack...
All right, let me put you on the attack then. Drop you on the character. All right, there we go. Let's give this sucker a shot.
All right, so what do I need to do?
Your claw attack, right?
Yes.
So you're going to do on your character sheet. Let me pull your character sheet up.
Well, we rolled the damage for a 1d6. I maybe jumped the gun.
Okay.
So we have a 3. Do you need any other rolls from...
Does it treat it as a normal attack action? Or is this automatic damage?
No, it says these claws are an unarmed attack you're trained in and deal 1d6 slashing damage each.
Okay. So you're going to have to roll to hit and add your dexterity modifier. So, Mifrit, you should have on your... Let me look here. Actions.
I'm on actions.
It's going to basically be the same thing as your daggers, except your damage is going to be the D6. Because your daggers are both finesse agile weapons. So you can use your dagger rolls, and I'll just put a note to add these in as an attack for you.
Okay, so next we'll time. Just grab the first... Oops.
Nope, yep, wrong grab one. The die off of there.
Yep, there we go.
And you should be able to roll to hit.
That does not look like... That doesn't look right. Because this is going to give me a really big die.
Yeah, you need to
roll. Yeah, d20.
Yeah, okay. So, 18.
And that's a miss.
Oh my.
Yeah, wow.
Run away.
Can I run?
No, you use all your turns. Done. Remember, you moved.
You're going to go for it.
Up to make the attack. So, you've used all your turns.
He's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Ock.
So, Wow. Let us go to...
Or, yeah, but... I mean, seriously, Auk. You want Auk, you know what you gotta do.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, looks at you. And looks at its scaly, its stony hind. Kind of like, really, bud? You really? Okay. And now it's Danny's turn.
Yes, Danny. I pick up the axe.
Okay. In doing so, you realize the axe definitely has some corrosion on it. It is considered a broken weapon.
Aw, man. Why do people take care of their stuff? What's wrong with people?
It almost kind of looks like it's been hit with acid.
Oh.
It's kind of puckery and, you know, divoted, and you don't even need to make a perception check to realize that, like, one good swing with this thing, it's going to break.
Never mind.
What are you doing down there? You left me all by myself.
Hey, you're the one who went and kissed it.
Everybody else is doing something else, and you decided to attack the one bug.
Happy pre-fed bug.
Way to be a druid. Let's poke the object.
Well,
all right, so Danny, what else? Are you doing anything else? That was a pickup action. That was a move action. So you've got one more action.
Help.
You can help. Ready an action to run away. You can do that.
I can't move all of a sudden.
Well, I'm doing that. Whatever's going to save my skin.
Here.
Okay.
How's that going to help me?
Giant stone beetle. That is now pissed off because you've attacked it twice. Unprovoked, by the way. So now it's lunging at you with its mandibles open.
How big is this thing, like, compared to...
It's a large creature.
Like four squares, or like
yes.
even
yes,
bigger?
it's four squares.
So, like, when this thing comes at you, it's pretty intimidating. Like,
yeah, it's like a baby dinosaur. It's just kind of like lunging at you.
Oh, look at the baby dinosaur! Oh, he's playing with me, friend.
Not baby shark, baby dinosaur. It's much bigger. Unless we're talking about Jaws or another form of megalodon. So, do you want to come and help?
You, unless it's a Noplodon, you're okay.
Noposaurus, man.
Noposaurus.
Well, I don't even know what that is, so you guys got one up on me.
All right, so it's lunging at you with its mandibles wide open. This might hurt a bit.
Are you going to kill me?
A bit.
Oh.
Mommy.
That's a critical on damage.
Boy.
All right, well, one second.
Yeah, so we're going to be going over some rules we're very familiar with this character.
Oh, that was a lot of dice.
That so for those of you listening at home, Malfred just got hit with a 28 against his AC, which was a critical because it was over 10.
Oh, I have a crit deck.
AC.
Was that a 10?
And then
that you got?
No.
Thanks for letting me play, guys. Can somebody resurrect me?
So then the mandibles come in, shearing Malfred basically in half. He just took 34 points of damage from a critical from a neutral animal that he attacked twice as a druid. Later on in druid classes, we will be discussing the mishaps of Malfred and nature's friends.
Okay. Question for the DM.
Yes.
My Pathfinder 2nd Edition crit deck finally came in.
Okay.
Hands on using it?
I mean, if you really want to.
Well, there's two rules. The regular rule is it has to be a natural 20 to use the deck. And creatures can only use it if they have your hit dice or greater. But then there's a variant rule where a player can draw on any kind of critical hit, but then again, monsters, you know, don't necessarily...
So we're going with the named rule, basically?
I'm asking. What do you guys want to do?
I normally go with the name rule. It's not a named creature.
As opposed to the variant rule?
Opposed to the variant rule. So even though this creature is...
They got rid of the name rule.
I get that. So
you're going to instate it? You are the GM. That's fine.
Yeah, no. I'd rather go with that because otherwise we could be here all night with, you know, pulling... You guys, if you roll a critical and you want to do that, you're more than welcome to, but you need to let me know ahead of time. Like when you roll, like, hey, if I make a critical at all during this combat today, I'm pulling from the critical deck, or
yeah.
I'm not.
Yep.
And then we'll
always.
Just...
Always. Every 20. Crit.
Okay. Then that's fine with you. I'm not going to do it for the monsters unless it's an important monster.
I paid good money for this deck, man. I won't use it.
I know you do. Maybe you can use it to resurrect a body. So you've got dying one. So on your turn, you're going to have to make a saving throw of DC 10, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, you're...
Basically, what you're saying is I am shredded from head to toe and I have body parts spilling out of myself all over the ground.
Well, perhaps the DM will grant me a bonus since I examined a body that was so injured in the after effects.
Yes, basically.
How much damage did he take?
34.
34 damage.
I take it that's a lot compared to your hit points.
I have 17 hit points.
Okay.
So that is virtually double.
Alright. Well, because...
Because it does massive damage now, right?
Yeah.
Joe, I need you in on the mic, man. I cannot hear you at all.
Oh, there you go. My Zoom's right maxed out, so. For my champion, I am my liberator, I have the liberating step. So any ally that takes damage or gets grappled within 15 feet of me, which is Meaford.
Correct.
They gain a resistance to all damage equal to 2 plus my level. So he gets a damage reduction of 3. And if he's grappled or something, he gets to break free, but that's not happening.
You're saying he would take 31 points of damage instead of 34.
essentially, I have been sliced, diced, and shredded.
Yeah. And I do know normally this would automatically, I think, kill your character, but we're not going to do that. I don't like doing that. I'd like to give you the option, opportunity to... keep your character around, or at least until you fail 3 times.
It doesn't, does it? I thought we were established that. No matter what happens to you, you just die in condition 1.
Yep. Yeah, at least it's death from massive damage.
Oh, yeah, but doesn't that have to be 50 points?
That's just, what was it again? I think it was like double your con or something.
It's double your health, I believe, plus character level.
Which, that's getting pretty close.
Okay. So, that was its turn. Ock.
All right.
What would you like to do? You can do a perception check. You're not the nature person, but you could do a perception check. I would allow that. To try to get a feel. Well, maybe not a perception then. Do a nature check if you at least want to attempt it to get the feel for this creature.
Creature bad.
It probably was until I beat on it.
Yeah. Twice. cough.
There you go, 10.
Okay, that's enough to actually let you know that it seems content now. Like, if it was a dog, it looks like it found its favorite chew toy.
As in a Meaphred, or as in the bone it was chewing on?
No, as in Mifrit. Like, it looks like it's content now. Like, it's kind of, like, settled down. It's not really pissed off anymore. It's just kind of like, all right. This is interesting. This is a new flavor. Yeah.
All right, then. Well,
it's woodland spice.
Is that a hint of smoky? Hazelnut.
Oh, there'd be the waters over. What do you got? What have you got there, Ike? Well, I think I've got something. This is brand new. You got to try this. This has an earthy smell.
So what would you like to do, Ock?
Well, that's a good question. I guess I will... I don't know. Sure, let's attack the thing. Stride and attack. Why not? Look at me go! Let's see what happens. With an 18, does that hit?
Oh, hold on a second. I didn't quite have you there. Go ahead and...
I think an 18 misses because Meaford's 18 misses.
Yeah, it did. There we go. It was giving me a weird error number, but now I got it fixed. Right. Okay. Yeah, that would have missed anyhow.
And my last action, I will swing again. And I definitely miss.
And that's
a critical miss.
Yeah. It's okay, though. It doesn't have anything for that. But you've attacked it twice, and it's now noticed you, and definitely kind of rotates its head.
The joys of critical fumbles.
Oh, You do have that deck too, don't you?
No, I don't have that deck, but I have the old one.
Well, for using the critical confirmation deck, if you've got it handy, go ahead.
All right.
So let's add some flavor to this spice.
You got a melee, right?
Yes. It was slashing melee, I believe.
Slashing melee.
There's no way. Your attack hits the target, but deals minimum damage.
That's on a critical miss?
Yep.
Awesome.
Minimum damage. All right. So that's your strength plus one.
Five.
So five damage.
That's going to be that, the most generous fail I've been, like, even the other ones are the same card. Like, you bleed out. Two con damage. You are stunned. It's like, melee. No way. Your attack does hit the target, but deals minimum damage. Oh.
All right. It definitely fully turns to you, like, head-wise. So, Dr. Quack.
Yep.
Your turn, sir. You're, the girlish screaming you heard earlier went up an octave.
Okay.
And then it kind of, like, went silent.
20, 25, 1, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 2. Okay, I try to get to him in two strides.
Yeah, you do it.
If the bug is distracted...
Oh, it definitely, you could, it's kind of like slowly turning its way towards Ock. You can definitely see that.
Okay. If it's really intent, I'm going to draw one of my lesser elixirs and, you know, catch a bottle force feed. If I think this thing is just going to, like, you know, turn around and go to town, then I'll just grab Mifrid and start pulling him away.
That I will let you do a medical check on, because that is kind of like you're trying to save a life. So go ahead and make a medical check.
To guess what the bug would do?
Yeah, kind of like how bad off is Mifrid? Like, can you move him?
My worry is starting to do anything medical and getting attacked.
Okay. Then just do a perception check.
Okay. I mean, it's a shame I got to waste my last action, but I want to be sure I can work on him as opposed to just grab him, you know. 24.
Your brain is, like, doing, like, super calculations. You see blood on the ground. You're like, all right, we can, yeah, I got this. All right, uh-huh. You, by the staggering gait of the beetle as it slowly kind of, like, reorients itself, you know that its full attention is probably on Ock. You could... So long as you didn't do anything to get its attention, you're probably going to be fine.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that description, too. That's very cool. The slow, lumbering turn. Gotcha. Awesome. So I'm here. I'm burnt on my actions. I will try to start, go through my gear and see if I can help him out next round.
All right, Mifrit, you are dying. I need a stabilization check from you, good sir. That is just a regular roll, and you need to get a 10 or better.
Stabilization check from where?
From you, just it's a regular roll. Nothing special, nothing gets added. You need a 10 or better.
Okay.
On a D20.
D20?
Yep, on a D20. On a D100.
I wish.
All the chances.
Oh, isn't that
That was
terrible?
A D10 or D10. 12. That was definitely not a D100 or D20.
Well, oh, good.
There that's you much, go. That's you stabilize.
Stabilize. Well, I'm in the. I'm stabilized. I'm not dying.
Exactly.
We're going
you are not dying. You've gone up the condition tracker, I believe. So you've gone
could you
from
not just dump all your hero points to save your life.
You could, yeah. It would get
so
you
I
to
have...
one health.
I should actually have two hero points, one from last week and one from today.
They don't stack.
They don't stack. Okay, so I have one. So I am going to use my hero point.
I think they do.
Do they stack? I thought you got them back at the
I
beginning
thought
of
was
every
about to give you an extra
game.
One.
If they don't, I'm going to kill my Friday crew, for starters.
Actually, I think they do stack into a total of a maximum of three.
But problem is, Jared, the standard session is 4 hours, and we do two max. So you might want to go every other. Otherwise, like the three hero point person is getting six.
So
for right now, we're just going to say you spend one. Whether or not you have an additional one, but you wouldn't have. I'm going to say that you don't do it because, in all honesty, you didn't need to. You just stabilized. If you still want to bring yourself up to one hit point afterwards,
yeah.
Because really, you kind of had to announce that before you made the roll.
Okay, fair enough. So if I'm stabilized, I'm going to leave it alone. Now I still have some actions left, correct?
No, because that was your full round action.
That'd
to save
your life. You're unconscious still, is he?
Yeah, he's still unconscious.
Yeah,
he's just not dying. He's got the wounded one condition, I believe.
He's breathing.
Don't pull on that scab.
until he gets either fully healed or you guys take a full day of rest, he's got the wounded one condition.
Okay.
Cool. And I believe I just added that to his character sheet. There we
Excellent.
Go.
Excellent.
You know,
that's pretty neat. So I will lie there moaning in pain.
Yes, yes, you will.
Oh, geez, even unconscious is annoying. Boot.
No All right,
idea.
Danny.
You have no idea.
Yes, yes.
Your turn. You've just realized it got quieter over there, and you definitely heard like a loud thump and a high-pitched scream, and then it went like really quiet. So what do you want to do?
I still can't see it.
No, the tent would be in the way. I believe, yeah.
Does anyone speak emoji? Wither King is in our chat and is speaking in, you know, Druidic Sylvan interpretive dance with emojis.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna move.
How do I get in
here.
The chat, Dave? Or Dave?
I'll put it up here.
What was that?
I'm moving to here.
Yep.
And the next round, I'm going to pull out my bow and shoot, providing I can see it.
Move
I used my
three
whole
turns.
3 turns to get here.
To get to there.
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Because you don't have quick draw.
Correct.
Okay. All right, that brings us back to the giant Snowden beetle who actually took 5 damage from Ock. And
take that!
It isn't fully, like, looking at you, but it kind of, like, takes one of its little spindly legs and kind of, like, tries to stomp on you. With one of its legs kind of piercing you to the ground with its foot. So it wields back with one of its feet, one of its legs, spindly legs, and that was a horrible... Why did it go all the way over there? Let's try that again. What is going on here?
There's the
one. There we go. All right.
Oh, at least it's just a hit.
And it hits you with its foot. And you take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
Ow. No like beetle.
All right, Ock. It is your turn.
Feel the wrath. I swing. Swing-a.
With the good old dog slicer. As soon as I grab my dice, it's not letting me grab it.
All right. You are still lined up, so you're good.
16.
And that's a big miss.
All right. Second attack.
And that's a critical miss. Critical miss deck, please, sir. Go ahead and draw him one. Slashing weapons. Oh, Jeff's out of the room?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, make a reflex save. See if you hold on to your weapon as it rebounds off of its scaly hide. Need a... Let's go simple. You're a fighter. You're used to combat. You need at least a 10. So, yeah, there you go.
12.
So, you managed to hold on to your weapon.
Sweet. Can I take my last action?
Yeah, go ahead. You retain your weapon. You're a combat-oriented person. And
11.
You make another critical miss. Woot. Go ahead. Make another reflex save. Let's just say you've wielded back around, and as you come around to try to chop at its legs, it kind of just deflects. It
Natural
definitely deflects, 20. But you're still on your feet. You know, you're like combat warrior ninja style, ready to go, and you're just like, you're totally ready to take this thing down. You're all warmed up now. Yeah. You're bleeding profusely, and you're ready to go.
Bring it on.
All right. Dr. Quack, is he in the room?
Yes, he is.
All right. It is your turn, sir.
Right. So I start with a couple of formulas in my book, 2 out of 3, and one of them is the Elixir of Life.
Yes, sir.
How fast can I whip together a formula?
You've got the quick formula class ability. Did you take that? Do you know? In your ability
quick
section?
Quick alchemy?
Yes, quick alchemy.
One batch to infuse reagents with one action.
Okay, then I believe...
Swiftly mix up a short-lived alchemical item to use at a moment's notice. You create a single alchemical item of your advanced alchemy level or lower that is your formula book without having to spend normal monetary cost. Blah, blah, blah. This item
so what is it called again?
Infused trait but remains potent only till the start of my next turn. What? Lesser Elixir of Life. I don't see items in this.
Elixir of life lesser?
Yep.
All right, I can drop this in your character sheet after this. That way it's already there if you don't already have it. It's an it's definitely alchemical, held in one hand. It's an interact. That's all you need. So if you can make it in one turn, that basically means that you can use it in one turn.
Well, do I have to pull out my kit as an action, then use it, like whip it up as a second, and then apply it as a third? Is that how it goes?
No, basically how I'm understanding it, unless you're trying to craft this stuff on your downtime, basically quick alchemy basically just means that you're quickly rummaging through your side pouches, putting together stuff. So that takes, that's an action, right? That's what it says. Quick alchemy is an action.
Yeah, like mixing. I just thought I had to take it. Anyway, it's not so going to do anything else this turn, so hover
so
over
yeah.
And go. Yeah, okay. So
it will restore 3d6 plus 6 hit points. And the bonus is plus 1.
So, sorry, plus 6 or plus 1?
Plus 1.
Bonus is plus I'm just one. Reading what it says here. I'll drop it in your character sheet so you can actually look at it also later. But it's 3d6 plus 6 hit points, and the bonus is plus 1. So I'm guessing if you were trying to apply this as an attack, it would be, you know,
oh, I see, like
whatever.
Plus 1 hit. Okay.
So 15 health for our Mifrit.
Get this down into you big lug. Just ladle it into his lips, you know. Out of my little...
Alright.
Yakko's miracle elixir. Great man, Yakko. Learned a lot from him.
That will be 5 silver, please.
Oh, I'll just rummage through his pockets for loose change and pay myself.
Why isn't it letting me mess around with this?
Oh, you can see on my sheet later. 15 points.
Thank you.
To the
all right, so
effort.
It would be so you would have 3 wounds still if I'm doing that math correctly.
Get up, yes. You're embarrassing me.
Sorry, I'm used to just doing it the opposite way around.
Not you, him. Get up, you big oaf, you're embarrassing me.
Oh, okay, good. I was about ready to have to smite you with a lightning bolt.
I didn't say keep up, GM, you're embarrassing me. I said get up, you freaking boots. You're embarrassing
all right,
me.
So Mifrit, it is your turn. You're realizing that your innards are went from being your outards to being back in your innards. You're healed up pretty good, but you still feel like you should have like a nice pink scar running across your stomach. You're not at full health, but you're pretty damn close. And you're prone.
Yep.
Excellent.
Zip. You're welcome.
So what would you like to do?
What? I was just zipping up my pouch. Oh, by still on my backpack. You're welcome.
It says that under my nature wisdom skill that I should be able to attempt to command an animal.
Yes.
I'm going to try that.
All right, let me pull up the skill.
Is a bug not a bug? It's vermin, yeah. Does it classify as animal?
An insect?
Beast, fly, and plant. Playing command an animal.
Currently, he's probably rather hostile, right?
Not to you, because his attention is directed at Ock. He is he's a very focused individual. You're completely out of his mind right now.
Okay, perfect. Then I am definitely going to go ahead and attempt this.
Okay, I'm going to say, since he is in combat and has been attacked... or attempted to been attacked, and he's still kind of being aggressive towards somebody. Let's go with a DC 18 on your nature check, please, sir, to get its attention and to cease its hostility.
Okay, so on my nature, please give me something good. I get a 20.
There you go. You're like whispering in its ears canal and putting off pheromones and doing all the druid kind of actions that you need to do to get it down a grade. So it has dropped from hostile to, I think it's hesitant or neutral.
Is it possible that I can have
unfriendly.
Him... is it possible in the same process that I can have him stride away a few paces?
No, that's going to be a whole nother turn of command
very well.
Animal.
Very well.
But it does say it's a single action. You are trained in it, right? Or are you an expert since you're a druid?
Give me one second and let me actually hear. I am trained.
In that case, let's just, yeah, you can try to get it to move away, to back up, to whatever.
Okay, I'd like to see if I can get it to stride, as many paces as I can get it to stride away. See if it will release from combat. And what would you need for that?
That's going to take both of your actions left, then. Just do a single stride.
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead, roll your nature check.
19.
So you're
very calm. Good. It,
like
a
dog?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here,
so, yeah, all right. On its turn, it's going to disengage and back up a stride. Danny. Mefred, are you going to announce that's what you're doing before you did it?
I think, yes.
Okay.
While it's striding away, I'm going to make some kind of motion to everybody to back off. I've got it calmed down.
All right.
That's fine. I'm still going to pull my bow out, and I'm just going to move over here, and I will hold, and like if it decides that it's going to attack again, then I will shoot.
Okay. All right, that brings us to the giant beetle. It is going to back up to here, single stride, and it sits on its haunches and seems to be waiting.
Okay. I figured it out. All right. It's a sea dragon.
Ock.
Fair enough.
The chat.
It's disengaged. Almost.
They use the emojis to make a winged sea dragon. Took me a while. Yeah.
So I'll just ready in action. And I will pokey pokey slicey slicey if it decides to come back.
Okay, Dr. Quack.
How's the patient?
He's missing 3 health points. Otherwise, he seems to be all right, considering from a prone position he was directing a giant stone
beetle.
Can you
stand? We need to get out of here. Or get some distance. I help him up.
Okay.
Help him up and, you know, we should
brush him down, check his wounds.
Yeah, and totally pick his pockets while I'm doing it. Like, I'm looking like I care, but I won't get paid.
All right, I'll give you a +10 on your thievery check since he just had a mortal wound
and
he's kind of dazed and confused.
On something else.
Exactly.
This is
go
how
ahead.
It's done, Danny. Pay attention, class.
Excuse me?
Extortion.
I shoot
all right,
him.
Mifrit.
I never see it coming. Oh, I guess I should have said that out loud.
Your turn. What?
7. Ooh. What the hell is this?
Ha! Bite me.
You feel a hand on your ass, Mifrit.
Cough.
It's squeezing a little bit.
Cover up.
I'm just going to nonchalantly look over my shoulder and go, "Excuse me."
I just roll my eyebrows at him.
Sorry, I thought you were Danny.
Hey, big guy. Hang up. Roll my eyebrows, paid in full. Thank you.
Don't touch me.
Hey, there's a tent right over there. I'm just saying.
Knock yourself out all by your lonesome.
Okay. I go to the tent and search for stuff. With permission from Mifrit the man.
So, Mifrit, what would you like to do?
Well, this creature of ours seems to have settled down, correct?
It has gone from... it's at unfriendly right now.
It's an unfriendly. So since it's rather large and we seem to do have calmed down, I am actually going to cast a healing spell towards it.
Okay. Towards it?
Yes, because we seem to have backed it off. It seems to be calming down. I may have jumped the gun. Let's see if we
can
keep
roll
it.
Your, roll your heal check there, but or roll your spell health damage. It's not really damage, but you know what I mean. Very good. Its outer chitin seems to be healing up quite nice. It's got a shine to it now. It's shiny.
As long as you don't buff. Give it its appetite back.
That was 2 turns. So you've got 1 left. Are you going to try to maintain your control over it?
Yes, I'm going to continue with attempting to maintain the control.
All right, roll me a DC 16.
You need a pardon me?
Yeah, nature. Yeah. Nature DC 16, please. Thank you.
Fast forward tomorrow where we have Minotaur 24. Versus Beetle races.
Very good. It is down to neutral. It is kind of like, all right. Looks like it's getting ready to take a nap.
Perfect.
It's exerted itself an awful lot.
slices me in half. I put it back together.
All right. Unless any of you wish to attack it, I'm going to say combat ends here. And you can kind of run around and do stuff so long as Mifrit maintains his control.
Yes. Nobody bug the bug.
Exactly.
I'll stick with the bug. Bad idea, guys. Go check it out.
Well, that's all the time we have for the first set.
Yeah. Find out what happened in the camp next time.
Take a short break for the live stream. Otherwise, we will see you next time in the audio portion here at Simply Second Edition, where you can get by with a little groping. Just saying.
Oh, do you feel left out? You should sit over here next time.
Or I'll sit over there and you two sit over here.
We got friendly last time.